Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you. It's brought to you tonight by
DoorDash.
Download the
DoorDash
app right now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer.
DoorDash.
Get more from your neighborhood. Can I please start off by saying good evening to Michael?
You have a very strange upper lip.
Talking about me, by the way, which other people have expressed the same opinion.
It's weird. It's a weird look. I think you're a handsome guy, but the upper lip, it's
what's
troubling.
What's wrong with it?
It's kind of puffy.
Well, I think it might be a little irritated by getting shaved for the first time in forever.
No, the chin's not.
All right, you
puffy.
Win, Michael. You're the best looking. You're the most talented.
Listen,
I get it. No, you win.
No,
you
listen,
win. All this show has been today is let's abuse everybody except you. Okay? You're perfect. You think you're walking on water?
First of all,
I don't think so.
I think I'm ugly. You know that. I think I'm ugly.
I am homely, brainless, and a twit. But I'm making it work for me. All right? I'm making it work.
Why are you saying these things when you know the kids are upstairs listening? You have a puffy
upper
lip. Why are you taking it from there?
Nancy took them to Chuck E. Cheese. Believe me, all's right with the world.
They went to Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, don't you wish you were at Chuck E. Cheese?
Wait, they went to Charles McGillicuddy Cheese?
Well, how is it Charles McGillicuddy Cheese when clearly the middle name's an E?
Well,
I'm sorry,
E is silent in McGillicuddy.
I'm sorry. They went to Charles Elvin Cheese?
That's right. And I got to tell you, he burned some energy off in there.
You know what? My kids always want to go to Chuck E. Cheese, and there's none around where we live.
None?
No, not even within, like, 40 minutes.
It might be worth the hour drive. Not to you, but to them.
So I got a question, though. What kind of life is this? Your kids get to just go to random Chuck E. Cheese for dinner?
It's not like they just pick one off a map. It's closer to where
they
live.
They went to Dr. Abraham today.
Okay,
and they had to get shots.
Okay. See,
right?
You're making
so
it make sense
I think
for me.
That is deserving of getting to celebrate a little bit.
I love it. But you understand, Don, why I would call you out if it's just no reason on a Thursday you're going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Don, can I ask you a personal question? Did you
this
ask them if
something.
They're okay with vaccines? Because these are mandated. I don't know if they like
it's
this.
It's a great point. Well, how do Marco and Jalen feel about the being required
well,
to get
the thing
vaccines?
Is, if I can just get Jalen to shut up about what's happening with Russia and the Ukraine, I'd ask her.
Right. But she's so focused
she's
on
she's just so opinionated.
Zelensky this,
Arnold
Zelensky
Schwarzenegger
that.
Had a video today, and believe me, she was enthralled.
So again, let me get this straight again, Donald. Your children are mandated to get these shots. You have to, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
These
I didn't know that.
All right, you know what? Let's not do
vaccines.
This. Let me do this. Let me get into the 98.7
Why
ESPN
is
Hoops
Peter
update.
All of a sudden becoming the voice of reason
I,
here?
But I want a hello.
The night. Oh, sorry. The hello to Don.
Swish.
And to Michael.
Everything Balor touches dies.
and to Don.
I am homely. Brainless and a twit.
What? How about that turnaround, Peter?
Wow. And to Don one more time.
You're talking fourth. Let's talk some fourth.
And of lastly, good evening to Cameron Maben.
Chocolate Blanco.
All right. So
K-May.
What
you
a show.
K-May?
K-May. I'm not mad at K-May. Or Kame.
Kame.
By the way, Kame is good because it's Cameron Maben and he's smooth as Kame, like lotion.
Whoa.
Oh, that is a good one, Peter.
Kame is
I haven't thought about those since my old Wacky Pack days of when
well,
they
don't
made
tell
fun
us
of
about. We don't need to hear about your wacky and using Kame. Let's The 1999, the 98.7 ESPN Hoops update is brought to you by London Jewelers. Join London Jewelers for the annual wedding band event March 24th through March 27th. Enjoy 20% off all wedding bands. For locations and to make an appointment, visit 2bylondon.com.
ENN has never been this good this early.
Now, it's been off to a start. So, your Hoops update is this. I'm about 30 seconds behind. You know that. But 10:38 to go in the second half. The number one seed Gonzaga up 62-58 on the 16 Georgia State.
You're right on time. That's exactly where it is.
Okay, so I'm not too bad today. Mm-hmm. This has been close the entire way. There have been a couple of moments here in the second half where you start to think maybe Gonzaga is going to pull this thing open, but Georgia State is fighting. Gonzaga draws a foul right there. That is the sixth foul for Georgia State, but we'll keep our eye on that. The one seed up just four.
In the West region.
Thank you, Michael. I had no idea what region it was, so I sincerely needed that. I meant to get to the story yesterday, Don, I wanted your input here, and we didn't get around to it, and I wanted to do it today. First of all, a couple of nights ago, let's hear the play-by-play from John Walton, Capitals Radio Network, Ovi passing Jágr for third all-time in goals.
One back, and shooting, he scores! Alex Ovechkin, 767! He stands alone in third place, passing Jágr, and it's 3-2 Washington!
Now, let's hear from the former Capital, former Raven, current Raven.
Yeah.
Jaromír Jágr congratulates Ovi on passing him.
Alex, the grade 8, congratulations. Now you become the leading NHL goal scorer among European players. But keep scoring, because as you know, I didn't retire from hockey yet. And there's a chance I might come back to NHL and start chasing you.
I'd love to see him come back.
I mean, Jágr sounds like some Batman villain.
By the way, he really does. And Don, doesn't it make you feel old to think about Jágr now being the old man?
Like, I know.
He's a 50-year-old man, and I remember him as a baby when his career started.
Don still calls him kid.
I still could. He's
feels
what, 47?
That way.
I'd love to see him come back. And listen, there's been a lot. We'll put the political stuff aside. Ovechkin's just been amazing, and I think he's going to pass Gretzky. 894, so he's got, you know, a long way to go. Early next year, he'll pass Howe. So that's a lot of goals, and he's only, what, you know, in his mid-30s, so good for him.
Is he going to be the greatest goal scorer of all time?
I think he is. Yeah, I think he definitely will be.
Now, guys, do you see things get a little chippy last night between the Celtics and Warriors?
Oh, yeah.
110-88, Boston gets the win, 26 points from Tatum for the Celtics, but there was a moment where Marcus Smart went after a loose ball and ran into the back of Steph Curry's leg.
Mm.
And let's hear from Steve Kerr on his thoughts on the situation.
I thought it was a dangerous play. I thought Marcus dove into Steph's knee, and that's what I was upset about. A lot of respect for Marcus. He's a hell of a player, gamer, competitor. I coached him in the World Cup a few summers ago. We talked after the game. You know, we're good, but I thought it was a dangerous play, and, you know, just let him know.
Now, Steph has been diagnosed with a sprained ligament in his left foot that will sideline him indefinitely. X-rays came back negative, no fracture, no major damage, sigh of relief for the Warriors, but a mild injury from the play to Steph.
I'm looking at the play.
It's hard,
I don't think,
man.
I think Kerr's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, Smart's going for the ball.
I mean, again, he didn't say dirty. He said dangerous. But if you look at it, he is so clearly just trying his hardest to go for the ball. And here's the thing. Is it the absolute safest thing? No, it's not. But let's just be honest. That's the way Marcus – that's what makes Marcus Smart a special player.
That's how he gets a song on your album.
That's how he ends up on the Peter Rosenberg Real 8 album, because he dives on every loose ball. That's who he is.
But think about it, guys. I mean, it's a loose ball. Now, if you're what was the score at the time?
I do not know the score at the time.
Now, you know, if it's a 30-point game, then you say, oh, all right, is it worth it just for your own health to do it? But if it's a competitive game – and the ball's loose, I mean, the instinct is going to be go get it. Now, let me evaluate the situation. Or is anybody exposed? Am I going to hurt anybody? It's fast acting, right? There's the ball. Imagine if they did that in football. Well, it's a fumble, but, you know, you're up three touchdowns and you could have hurt the guy that was next to the ball. No, your instinct is to go get the ball.
I mean, it was in the first half.
But your how do you turn that off, Peter? So if you're that type of player – but I see a loose ball, I want to go out and get it. That's how you're trained to do that. Go out, play 100%. You don't have the luxury of taking a second to make sure everybody is safe on the play. Dive for the ball. And unfortunately, things happen.
I know. I know I'm biased here because Mark is my guy. But, I think that's just how he plays the game.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Russell Westbrook, another tough night last night. You know how you could have figured that out?
How?
Because the Lakers played. So
swish.
I thought things were kind of turning around a little bit.
Well, they lost.
For him, I mean, in particular.
They lost to Minnesota 124-104. And at one point, Patrick Beverley stole a pass away from Russell Westbrook and then just started yelling to the Lakers bench, "He's trash. He's trash," and started holding his nose.
Oh, my God.
Not very nice. Let's hear from Westbrook, who says that the talk doesn't bother him.
I honestly don't pay no mind to it. Maybe the other guys are, and then they weren't talking to me. They were talking to individual guys particularly, but the trash talking doesn't bother me none. Nobody over there has done anything that in this league that, you know, make me put my eyes up. Like, oh, they're talking mess. Then they respond, no.
He must have been quite a load to handle, because there's no way players would react to him the way the Timberwolves did yesterday unless he gave it to them. Because if you act like that when you're on the top, on the way down, they're going to give it right. Beverly was unrelenting. Even Carl Anthony Towns made a fool of Westbrook, who shot an air ball from the corner. And Anthony was looking in the air like, why was it windy? Why did the ball blow? I just thought it was classless. No matter what Westbrook did before, the Timberwolves should act like they've done it before. That was a bad look, I thought.
That actually goes against incredible.
But Don, doesn't that go against Michael's vindictive nature? If in fact Westbrook was that bad on the way up and he was nasty to people on the way up, I think the Michael K. Don, tell me if I'm wrong. The Michael K. way to be is to crush him the whole way down.
No, but doing it publicly makes you look bad. Everybody wasn't there when he did it. So, I mean, you're getting him back by embarrassing him. You don't have to, like, further embarrass him by holding your nose. I think that makes them look bad. No matter how bad Westbrook has been to them, we don't see that in the moment. We're only seeing what they're doing, and they look childish and small.
But you have to admit, Michael, that you put a lot of thought into what other people think. If you're an NBA player and you just hate Westbrook and you don't care about the outside noise, you're going to probably have fun doing this.
I guess. That's probably what they felt.
Don, there's something happening right now in the Gonzaga-Georgia State game, and there's a Kenny Loggins song that comes to mind. It's called Danger Zone.
Ah.
There's another miss for Georgia State. They're down 12, 8 minutes to go. We're getting that moment when the one seed all of a sudden starts becoming the one seed, and it quickly becomes clear that they're in different classes.
And then when you see the final score, you don't think that it was ever a thing.
Isn't it crazy, though, guys? It's one of the things I find fascinating about the tournament, how, like, big momentum is. This game was played for the first, I don't know, nearly 30 minutes, 28 minutes or so, and they look like actually even. And then the second it starts slipping, the momentum starts going to the way of the favorite, they just look completely overmatched.
Yeah. Because that's when the better team is going to be more consistent and be better as the game goes on. That's why I get so frustrated, Michael, when they talk about there's with the analytics, there's no pressure, there's no clutch. Come on, you telling me for Georgia State there isn't a different feel as you get into the second half as opposed to when you're playing in the first 10 minutes of the game?
Absolutely.
Come on. Absolutely. It's a different world.
Bills release Cole Beasley after not being able to find a trade partner.
He'll land on his feet.
I think he can inject something into some offense.
Ayo.
He'll give a team a shot in the arm somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
North.
Also, did you see that there's some places reporting that Watson is going to Atlanta?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there was a Instagram post that was taken down by Pitts, who has the same agent as Watson.
And he said Atlanta?
And he said, oh, special things. I'm paraphrasing, unless Andrew has it in front of him. You know, special things are on their way or something great's coming. And it was, I'm assuming the Falcons forced them to take it down.
So that would mean that the Falcons will probably trade Ryan to Indianapolis.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
Right.
It's funny how the carousel works, because if you're Washington, wouldn't you have rather gotten Matt Ryan for next year? I would rather take a falling off the cliff Matt Ryan than Carson Wentz.
And he's falling off the cliff.
No, he is.
It's on the back nine. He's putting on 18.
Oh, wow.
No, seriously.
No, he's putting on 18, and the rest of the group already went to the clubhouse. He's just out there still working.
But he's not he's a shell of what he was when, you know, he went to the Super Bowl. But could he be better than Carson Wentz last year? Absolutely.
Speaking of Carson Wentz, introductory press conference today in Washington. Interesting look. You guys check out his jacket?
You know what? It's one thing if it worked. It didn't work. I understood what he was trying to do. It was hideous.
Carson kind of gives you a real awkward vibe about everything. It doesn't seem like he's comfortable being Carson Wentz.
Mustard jacket, red shirt, not even like a suit, just like with jeans. He is a odd duck. all right, guys. It's time to give you the results.
Oh, no.
Day one of Drop Madness has come to a close. In the Michael region, the one seed advances.
Thank you, my friend, and I will see you soon. Say hi to everybody.
All right, be well. You say hello, too.
Okay, take care, Michael. It's Michael K. with me here.
Cringeworthy.
Can't wait to hear the big matchup after the 52-48 win for the 8 seed.
Weekly segment with Pat.
McAfee.
McAnally.
I'll tell you what, that's going to be something. We go to the Peter region where the one seed rolls.
Joe Skihoane.
And who will Joe Skihoane see in the second round? It would be the 9 seed, a 57-43 winner.
Here's your chance to win a pair of tickets.
No, it's rumored.
Yeah. No. Here's your chance. What is?
Sorry.
Oh, that's making it a wrong.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you saying?
I do well.
Who are you talking
to? It keeps going. The Don region, the one seed, loses.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
That's the 16 seed who advances to play the 9 seed.
Lay it right down there on the table.
There you go. We head to the Nether region where the 8 seed advances.
I got to give a closer look to Peter's region.
And they will take on the one seed.
Andrew, who would you say is the best Brazilian available I could find in the Euros?
Brazil is a South American country, so they're not playing in the Euros.
And that will do it for day one and ENN. It's all brought to you by Hennessy. Have a beverage from Hennessy tonight. Hennessy VS. Hennessy.com for drink recipes. Always enjoy responsibly.
That might win the whole thing, the Euros. Love it. All right, Don, you doing this Ranger at Bacchanal?
The hosting, yes.
Yeah. And it's the Islanders against the Rangers. You can hear it right here on 98.7. So settle in. Tomorrow, big show. Lead you into the weekend. Another Drop Madness and all March Madness as well. The words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.